Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
As always.
Which is an honor and a pleasure. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show. So that means we have Christina Liu with us also. And, you know, this has really evolved very nicely. The Christina Liu show and the conversations we have. And it's not just about us. It's about our feelings, but it's also about stuff that affects everybody. It's not like the three of us talking about our personal matters and we exclude the rest of the world, you know, talking like about Anthony, talking about attitude, talking about how we deal with things, macular degeneration. And it gives us ideas for future shows, for Christina, to go hunting around to find people. We only have next week, right, Christina? Is our last show.
Yeah, it's our last show before the holidays.
Christmas and New Year's, because both of them happen to fall on a Friday. Mm-hmm. So it makes a difference because some people listen some weeks and some people listen other weeks. But this segment, let's go through Christmas. It's around the corner. What are you doing, Christina?
The
house is all decorated.
Yes, the house is fully decorated. Which we've been doing, you know, prior to COVID, you know, which is nice, is that Christmas Day, as we do with Thanksgiving, it's just our immediate family and our household. You know, I said I'm very fortunate that I live in a mother-daughter situation, you know, with my parents and my brother upstairs. So it's just us. That's what we do for Christmas, which is nice because if anyone knows me and my family, we're a little crazy with the presents. So that takes up quite the morning. So it's nice to be able to leisurely not have to go anywhere. And then, you know, we'll visit my cousin and my aunt, obviously safely.
I'm cutting in because I already saw some amooshes already.
Yes. So I did for my husband. I'll give a little tidbit that I have an advent calendar was always a big thing ever since I was a little girl. My mom still to this day, every year buys me my little chocolate advent calendar. It always has a beautiful scene. So for a couple of years now, I wanted to do something special for Jay. So I give him a little present, you know, leading up to Christmas. And this year, which I thought was quite fitting for the current situation we're in, it's a little kind of non-perishable or like survival prepping thing. So at the end, he'll have 24 presents, you know. There's toilet paper in that mix. There's, you know, there's nothing Jay loves more than receiving. I said, the amount of money I've spent on this guy, I could have been buying him, you know, cans of beans and peas, for God's sakes. So we're doing that. And then I bought him a little box. So he puts all of his little presents in. And then, like I said, now we can add to our, God forbid, if we're ever in a situation where we're running around. There was hand soap in there because that was a hot commodity. I threw some Bounty paper towels in. So that was my theme for Jay for his Christmas countdown. And like I said, for Christmas, we're going to take it easy. December, it's very hard this December, especially for me, because on top of Christmas, I have a lot of birthdays. So my mom's birthday, my aunt's birthday, my grandfather's birthday was in December, and two of my best friends. So it's a very heavy celebratory month under normal circumstances. So obviously that's different this year. You know, I'm missing, this is like the first year in I don't even know how many years now, maybe five or six, that I'm not going to be having a big Christmas party. You know, so it's those kind of things that are certainly tough, and you have your moments where it can get you down. But then I just think about the next year, and that's just an excuse to go bigger and to think about it. But I think it's important, you know, you guys had talked about this in the beginning of the segment, and I can't, obviously it's different, but I think there's still little ways to not forget people. You know, I think a lot of people, this is like just throwing in the towel saying, forget it, you know, this year's a bust or whatever. But I think, like I said, we've been in this for so long, who knows how much longer, frankly, it's going to be in this situation. So I think it's really important to reach out to people, you know, with Otto even saying he'll drive an hour to visit his sister-in-law just for 5 minutes to wave by a window, you know, but I think that's what life's about. And just those 5 minutes probably made her day, you know? So I think it's about making the effort, and that's something we could all do in different ways. Obviously everyone's got kind of different capabilities or whatnot. So whether it's a, you know, a virtual visit or a telephone call or sending something in the mail, I mean, I think just even a hard copy mail, getting something that's not a bill in the mail to me is really just a lovely thing, you know? And that's why, and everyone laughs at me because I love when I can have, you know, a party or something. I love a hard copy invitation to this day. You know, everyone always does like virtual kind of things. But I love that whole act. And I think it's because when I was a little girl, it was always such an event, you know, picking the theme and the invitation or whatnot. And I still love to do that, you know, and especially my Christmas cards. I don't know if you guys have received them yet. They were in the mail. Oh, you got it? Good. Otto got it. I don't, John, did you get your Christmas card yet?
No.
Well, you better check that mailbox. It came.
Autos of Christina and Jay.
Oh, Dan got his too. John, you better check your mail.
Very nice.
But, you know, and it takes me back to, you know, tradition. And when I was a little girl, literally we're talking birth. I remember my first Christmas card, baby Christina, was in a whole little present. My mom had put like all these little open presents, and I was in like a little baby doll. And my grandfather, who was a photographer, would take my Christmas card every year and in his studio in his house. And it was always such an event, you know, it was picking, like I said, the theme for it and the colors. And I remember I would sit there and my grandpa and my mom, and we would all over the dining room table would have the different proofs, and we would look through it and choose which one was the best, what we thought. And it was just such an experience. It definitely, and I have to say, it was a lot easier when it was just me. Me and my brother are 9 years apart. So when James got introduced into the mix, he wasn't quite the easy subject as I was. You know, I would sit there and kind of take, you know, any kind of direction. James is a little bit more of the diva, we'll say, in the mix, but it was such a thing. And that was something, you know, when my husband came into the picture, you know, I had told him all about my Christmas cards, and this was all really a new world for Jay, you know? So I laughed because I said, Jay, you didn't know what you were, you know, getting into. Cause I was like, you don't have ornaments, and forget it. Like the amount of ornaments this guy has now with being with me is crazy. And our Christmas card is like that now, you know, me and Jay, we look through our pictures, and you know, it's just, so it's a nice thing. And I think it's just like a nice little spreading cheer to people, especially during this time. So that's my favorite time of the year. I love seeing the Christmas cards and getting it from people. And I have a whole little, I'll have to show you once it's complete. You could probably see in this corner is like, I'm starting my Christmas card wreath. So I take all my Christmas cards and, you know, put in a little wreath, and then it becomes a little decoration. So,
oh, wow.
That's what I do, guys. So I don't, you know, I don't throw anyone's Christmas cards away. So they get saved. It's just a nice little tradition. And like I said, it's turning it into a decoration. So there you go. But what about you guys? What are your holiday plans?
John?
We don't have one yet, to be honest with you. I have no idea. You know, everybody always came to us, which is not happening this year, but I don't, you know what we did for Thanksgiving, and I have no idea. Honestly, at this point, we haven't really made a plan, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that's also part together, of it.
Unless we get Steph's mom out here again. So that's a possibility. But, you know, if she may go to her brother, not her brother, her son. Mm-hmm. In which case, it would just be Steph and I. I mean, we'll see the kids, you know, at a distance or drop by to, you know, one-on-one. But we're definitely not all getting together. I don't know if I told you. I think I did. One of their... My oldest daughter, Becky, her sister-in-law, the husband and the kids, everybody got COVID.
Oh.
And, wow. You know, and they were trying to be safe, and then one got it, the second one got it.
No, it's very hard. Listen, I mean, it's something I think we're all hearing about in different degrees, you know, of people we know. And it's not, the people that I know recently who have, it wasn't people who were out there doing reckless things.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's out there. And I think it's just a reminder, you know, to be hypervigilant and do certain things that you can do. I mean, I crack up, you know, with my husband, Because Jay said, you know, these windows, I swear, apparently the oil bill doesn't matter this year, because the amount of airflow coming into my house with these windows open, and listen, I have to preach to people something that I invested in. You know, it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't overly expensive, was an air purifier. And it's a really big air purifier. And I feel like I've been missing out all these years, because I really think it helps. You know, who knows? I'd like to believe it's filtering out any kind of virus or whatnot that could possibly, you know, infiltrate. But on a different note, it really helps with dust. And I've been like doing a study and noticing, and I have to tell people, that's something I really recommend everyone get.
There's dusting list?
Yeah. I looked around because I was like, and I was impressed, because normally the electronics attract a lot of dust, and, you know, Jay and I have a lot of speakers and different electronic things. And I noticed, and I feel like it just makes the air nicer and it helps you sleep. So I'm quite the proponent of the air purifier.
Does it do the whole house or?
Yeah. So we got a big one. So our house, I mean, we don't exactly live in a mansion, the two of us. But we got a very big one that's centered, and it kind of filters out. We actually want to get a smaller one for our bedroom also, but the one we got, it's the square footage technically would be the whole, you know, majority of the house. So I think it's great. And that, between the windows open, God only knows what, it's freezing in here, but we're really filtering out whatever possibly could be going on. But
it's just an air filter, it's called?
Yeah. I'm not that I'm promoting anything, but the one that I chose was a Bissell, big thing. It looks kind of like a speaker, like a giant speaker. And it's kind of sleek though. It's interesting. We found it, put it in a little corner of a room. But it really helps, you know. Jay did his research, because that's what Jay does before any purchase. It's a lot of heavy auto kind of research going on.
Okay.
But yeah, I really recommend it. And it has the HEPA filter, and it's that kind of stuff. So like I said, my whole point is there's little things that people can do. And like, everyone's got their own level of comfort or what they want to do. And, you know, I think it's important. It's easy. And I even can see myself sometimes, you know, you forget, or, you know, you're not as hypervigilant as you might have been in March. But then I am fortunate to be married to Jay, who didn't lose any of his hypervigilance. He is really following the same kind of protocol that he was following back in March. So he is certainly a reminder, you know, if he sees me even trying to bring a package in the house and not opening it outside, you know, it's like the alarms go off. It's great to have that person, because he's constantly reminding, like, wash your hands, don't touch your face. And, you know, it's all that. So I think it's important to realize, you know, and it's scary, you know, because like I said, especially as you were saying, John, this week, I've heard, you know, oh, so-and-so and this person. And, you know, thankfully, all the people I know haven't had any kind of severe case, luckily. But it's still scary, you know, and nobody wants to deal with it. So it's just important to, I think, remain aware and safe. And just follow the guidelines, you know, wash your hands, don't touch your face, wear your mask, you know, it's all these.
There's, you know, a few things that we can do.
Right.
Other than that, it's out of our hands. But right now, it isn't our control, as we have to take a break. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.